Business leaders and community groups are coming together in Central Texas to create affordable health care options for employers. Hello, and thanks for listening. I'm Russ Ray. This important new effort to address the growing number of uninsured in the community starts with getting some input from the people who might utilize a new health insurance product.
We're very interested in hearing from businesses about their health insurance. If you offer health insurance to your employees, we'd like to hear from you. If you can't offer health insurance to your employees, we'd like to hear from you too.
That's Ed Melendez with the Indigent Care Collaboration, the organization that is convening community, business, and healthcare leaders in several counties across Central Texas to study health coverage solutions.
Lack of insurance for some people in our community drives up costs for people with insurance. It creates burdens on hospitals and clinics when people don't get to see a doctor until they're seriously ill. And what many people don't realize is that most of the people who don't have insurance are working and have jobs. Two-thirds of the uninsured people in Texas are employed, but for one reason or another, they can't get insurance.
The organizations involved in the initiative include the Austin Area Research Organization, Lone Star Circle of Care, Travis County Healthcare District, the Seton Family of Hospitals, St. David's Healthcare Network, and the Shivers Cancer Foundation. According to Clark Heidrich, a board member of the Travis County Healthcare District, this new initiative is centered on designing a basic healthcare product businesses can afford.
We are seeing the number of insured persons in Central Texas and in the state go down as the cost of private health insurance go up and people, employers and employees can't afford it. And intuitively, we feel like we're going to have a systematic failure if we don't do something to get more people insured in our community, even if that means the insurance product is a very basic product. And we are designing a product which is a very basic product, but one which will provide real value, we think, and which will be a benefit to employers because it will enable them to have the kind of retention of employees you get when you provide health insurance, and it will have an obvious benefit to employees, and it'll have a benefit to the community because it will keep people who were without insurance from falling into the government-funded safety net.
Ed Melendez with the Indigent Care Collaboration says the group is looking to other parts of the country that have launched similar programs to help design a healthcare product in Central Texas.
Most encouraging models have been in places like Muskegon, Michigan, and Jacksonville, Florida, where business and community have come together to create affordable healthcare options. We know that you can improve people's health by getting them on regular health insurance and getting them to see doctors. Businesses are also realizing that a healthy and stable workforce is critical to their success as well. So in those communities, they've come together and they've created truly affordable options.
This would be coverage that would be offered by a new insurer that would be formed by various community organizations in Central Texas, including the Travis County Healthcare District and hopefully other government or private institutions in Central Texas that would actually offer an insurance product. And it would be a nonprofit organization so that it, to the extent it did make money, it could use any money that it made to defray the cost of the program going forward and not have to send money somewhere else out of the community to shareholders or others.
Both Melendez and Heidrich say it's critical they find out what businesses need and can afford in order to design a healthcare product. They're urging employers to take a short online survey at www.healthcarecentraltexas.com.
We'd like to take that input and use it to help us make plans for products that we can deliver to the community. And we'd also like to encourage business leaders to be part of the leadership of this program going forward as well.
I think the most important thing is right now is to measure the appetite on the part of employers and employees for a product like this. If people don't really want insurance, at almost any price, if they're not prepared to provide it or subscribe for it for one reason or another, then there's no reason for us to go forward with this. And we need to see at what price point and benefit level there would be interest. And it's very important that we get a good broad cross-section of the community responding to our survey so that we can get a good answer to that question.
Once again, to take the Employer Healthcare Survey, visit www.healthcarecentraltexas.com.